nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
John W. Newbern said, "People can be divided into three groups, those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and those who wonder what happened." Hi, I'm Steve Klein, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. In the studio today are two guests who definitely make things happen. Our first playmaker has four ventures, including one that's going to the dogs. Our next playmaker is helping pregnant women get a handle on their shaving. With us today is a playmaker who mixes food with bowling, dogs, and music. Well, our next playmaker is extending the reach of razors. These great playmakers are Kyle Noonan. Kyle is president of Free Range Concepts. And James Smith. James is co-founder of Giraffe Bath & Body. And we'll begin today's show with James. With us is James Smith of Giraffe Bath & Body. And when former firefighter and paramedic James Smith and his registered nurse wife Catherine partnered with longtime friend Jeff Sachs, they set out to design a shaving accessory that would revolutionize the shaving world. Now, the goal was to develop a razor extension handle that would specifically help women who are unable to shave their legs due to the increasing discomfort from symptoms associated with the second and third trimester of pregnancy. The result was a giraffe razor extension handle designed to customize the length and angle of a disposable or reusable razor. We're going to find out all about that. James, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Well, your partner, Jeff Sachs, who I mentioned at the introduction, really developed the germ of the idea as a result of a couple of things, his shaving, his wife's pregnancy. And tell us about that and how this all came together.
Well, years and years ago, Jeff came up with the idea. What he used to do was tape a razor to a stick or a coat hanger, anything he could find. Just regular tape and a stick in his garage or wherever, and he just shave his own back. And then when his wife was pregnant, she had a lot of problems trying to shave her legs. So he tried to get her to use his contraption to shave her legs and try to help her out. And of course, she didn't want to have anything to do with that. So she's, "I'm not going to use that flimsy little thing." And so years went on. And then we had some friends over the years develop different products and do infomercials, and they, you know, became pretty successful. And so Jeff wanted to do something along those lines. So he came to me and my wife with the idea. We have, you know, our medical backgrounds. We've always been helping people throughout the years. And he thought, you know, and then, of course, you know, trying to help. He wanted to have me try to help us get angel investors and things like that for this company and idea. And he kind of just said, "Hey, let's, you know, do my back shaver idea." And so as we started developing that, we got into the markets for women, and we wanted to develop something with a universal design that women would use and could use, that his wife wouldn't turn her nose to, you know, turn her nose up at and want to use. So that's where my wife Catherine and I came in and started the process, and we came up with the giraffe razor extension handle. What it is today, and so far, so good.
Well, you need to go to giraffebathandbody.com to take a look at this. It's a rather unique, and I'm going to use the word contraption because it's a little bit different because most people haven't seen it. But talk about the razor extension handle and how it's customized and how you can use it with different types of reusable razors.
Yeah, well, what it is the giraffe is a razor extension handle that allows the user to use whatever razor they're already using.
And it's about how long?
It's 15 inches when it's closed, so that's the minimum length. It has a telescoping handle with an ergonomic grip. Has rubber in the plastic of the handle, so it's when it's wet, you can grip it. And it extends up to 20 inches. It could be an inch or two longer based on your razor. Some razors are longer than others, but they're pretty universal.
So the razor will add a couple of inches to the length of its
hand. You know, with all the research we've done and all the market out there, you know, the shaving industry is about a $4 billion a year industry. About 70% of that is men, but there's still about $1 billion a year for women. And so, but even in that, with all the different shave clubs that are out there and all that, about 5 to 10% of these women are actually buying men's razors for themselves. Now, a lot of women buy men's razors for their spouse and boyfriends, all that too, but they do use men's razors. So what we did is we actually gave our handle two different razor attachments. One is a smaller attachment that just snaps onto the head of the handle, and it accommodates most of the men's razors that are out there today. So if a woman uses a men's razor, they can use it. And it has a larger attachment for the women's razors that typically have a broader, wider handle than a men's razor. So A, they can use the razor they already use. B, it extends 15 to 20 inches. And then also the head of the handle actually pivots into three or four different angles. So it's not just a straight shot. You can, you know, get behind the knee. You can stand on it with both feet on the ground, which is safer for any woman, let alone pregnant women, anyone who has balance issues, things like that. And keep both feet on the ground firmly and safely and get behind the knee, get all the way to the ankle, not have to bend at the waist. And that's about it. But it also, you know, we're talking about pregnant women here. Our product is also for, you know, any woman who has a flexibility or mobility issue. There's over 5 million Americans out there living with knee replacements and about 3 million living with hip replacements. And that number's going up with all the technology these days. There's about 1 million new surgeries per year for hip and knee replacement. And you know, and that's just the people that are having them done. There's many more millions that don't have the procedure done.
Well, I got to tell you, I had a hip replacement just about a year ago. My hip is fine now. I have no problem.
Right.
I also don't shave my legs.
Right.
But if I had to, there is no way that I could have done. I probably could have sat down to do it. But even that, any movement that I would have had to make would have been awful. Standing up was fine.
Sure.
But the movements, and I can see how that is tremendously helpful for a woman that might have those problems.
Yeah, all these surgeries are actually making these people now more mobile. That's what the technology is doing. What's not shown is the people that don't get those things, those surgeries and procedures done. And that's just hip and knee. Then you have another 600,000 back surgeries per year. And you know, and then how many of those are women, and how many people again don't have the funds and the, you know, don't get their needs met by going out there and getting these procedures. So what we're trying to do with, you know, I've been in the medical field, my wife in the medical field, different family members and so forth, and then law enforcement. But we've helped people all our lives, and so you know, we want to be able to give these women their independence back, and that's the number one complaint with women. Or anyone who has any kind of a mobility or flexibility issue, or as they get older, anything that happens, they just want to be able to do some things themselves. And especially when it comes to things in the privacy of your bathroom or any kind of hygiene or anything like that, people want their independence. They want to be left alone, and as much as they can do, for as long as they can do it, they want to have that option. And so that's where we come in, and we try to just – it's just a little bit, a little, you know, slice of it. But if we can give that to them and you know, not make it real expensive, and it's something that they're going to do anyway, then that's what we want to do.
I'm looking at your website right now, which again is giraffebathandbody.com. I'm looking at a picture of a woman that's holding the extender, and she's basically just on her toes just so she can get up, standing straight up. As we talk about this, and you need to go to giraffebathandbody.com to get a better idea of this, where did the name giraffe come from? I can guess, but you tell us.
Well, you know, when you start thinking of names for your company and you're trying to build a brand, lots of fun ideas come up, and a lot of those fun ideas come up because of commercials you have in your head and, you know, the comedy that you want to, you know, instill in it. But, you know, you start talking about trademarks and patents and things like that, and some things just aren't trademarkable. And so we have to, from a business aspect, we have to think of something like that. You know, what can we legally use that when we become successful with this, someone will want to take on, but we also want to be feminine and masculine. We want it to be a little bit of both in case we end up with a men's market one day. We've always liked giraffes, and that's fine. But with the giraffes, they're elegant. You have the long neck. They obviously get up to areas that most other, you know, animals can't reach, you know, up in the trees. So this was more of a get to the places you can't reach normally, you know, also have a fun, nice name that would go along with the beauty industry, the shaving industry, you know, something we can be proud of down the road when we start to brand our company. So,
and again, you need to see this and see a number of the pictures and the illustrations and some of the media they have on giraffebathandbody.com. Where can primarily women or men buying it for their wife purchase these?
Well, at giraffebathandbody.com directly. We are on Amazon through a few different vendors. We will be on Amazon ourselves shortly. But directly at on our website, you can just go to draftbathandbody.com and purchase it there. You can go with your credit card. You can use PayPal. And we ship it right out. My wife, Catherine, is the one that does all the websites. So everything you see on there is her doing.
She's done an excellent job. Yeah. You definitely need to go to that website.
She's our computer guru. So,
do you have different prices? Are there different products you can have? Or is it all one set price for one item?
Right now it's all one set price. In the future, we will start to add. You know, we had a big write-up, not a big write-up, but we had a small article in Arthritis Today magazine. I guess they caught wind of our product. This wasn't a PR thing that we did. This is something that we found in their magazine that we had no idea was in there. But they had mentioned us for people living with arthritis as one of the solutions to that section of their life. And eventually we will come out with other attachments for our handle, whether it's a sponge, a back brush, a loofah, just other things that you can use in the bath or shower, you know, that you can't normally reach with when you have these problems. So for right now, it's just $29.99 for the handle. It does come with a mesh carrying case. It's kind of a drawstring mesh bag, and that bag can be used to store or travel with your giraffe, or you can just use it to throw in your cell phone and your flip flops and take it to the beach and just reuse the bag. You know, that way the packaging is just not thrown out. But it's a nice little customized bag.
Well, again, I can see having gone through the pain prior to the hip surgery, anybody in pain, especially a lot of baby boomers out there that are getting older, sure, that don't have the mobility they had, you have really two different markets. You have the younger women in pregnancy, mm-hmm, and you have the older folks, baby boomers, that have less mobility that can use your product. But in the last couple of moments, any obstacles that you overcame when you started this, because it wasn't all roses the entire way through,
no,
what were some of the major obstacles that you came up with as putting this all together?
Well, you know, funding is always number one. Anyone who's ever tried to bring a product to market or to life, you run into funding problems. And I started out just – my goal was to find people that I knew and try to find investors for our product. But I had to put in some money. You know, you have to go through a company and get a non-working plastic prototype. And they start to do the 3D CAD work and computer stuff and basically the architectural process behind your product.
And this is not inexpensive.
No, it's not. And so I was trying to just put money into it in the beginning to make it look good on paper for the investors, just business plans and the, you know, SEC regulations for investors and going through, you know, the attorneys and getting the books and all that stuff done. And eventually it got to the point that I had enough money in it that I didn't want to give away any more of the company. And then I started seeing the vision, and my wife started seeing the vision, and then Jeff started getting more and more excited. And eventually, it's a longer process, but we don't have to give up any of the company, and we're proud of what we accomplish, and we're able to do it on our own. And so it's taken a little longer. But then, you know, once you get that prototype done, then you start to try to get someone overseas just because of the cost, and you have to get a working prototype done. And that's real expensive. Then you have to get the tooling done. So now they have to take these blocks of steel and get it to a point that you can now make the product in volume. And then you have to start getting meetings with the big box stores, which incidentally we had a meeting with Bed Bath & Beyond several months ago. And once we change our packaging to a retail box, right now it's just packaged for shipping online, they've agreed to put us in 30 to 50 stores on a 12-week test. So we're hoping to do that this year. So our goals this year now are to get into the retail stores and see what's going to, you know, spark the flame here for Giraffe.
Congratulations. So until that time, tell everybody again where they can get a hold of your extender.
GiraffeBathAndBody.com. They can go on there now, and it'll ship right out. If it's easier for you, you can go through Amazon.
And you can also find that on our website. James, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve.
James Smith, he is one of the developers of Giraffe Bath & Body. Don't go away. We have more. We're going to talk restaurants. We're going to talk dogs. We're going to talk bowling and music. We have Kyle Noonan, who is president of Free Range Concepts, with us right after this. Don't go away.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Their names are Vivian, Bryce, Zoe, and Joshua. ages 5 to 12. They are part of a very exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They've all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. Each year in DFW, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Wipe Out Kids Cancer helps families cope and support researchers looking for a cure. Our mission is simple, to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. Learn more at WOKC.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we're speaking with Kyle Noonan. Free Range Concepts President and Co-Founder Kyle Noonan with Josh Sepkowitz has a combined 20 years of experience in the restaurant and hospitality industry, including hospitality management, operations, acquisitions, and new store openings for multi-million dollar concepts. Free Range Concepts is an innovative restaurant group that has grown from 2 to 586 employees in just 18 months. Their concepts include the Rustic, Mutt's Canine Cantina, Bowl and Barrel, and KTXA's Local Fair, which we're going to talk about in just a moment. But Kyle, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Well, you have an interesting concept. What was the inspiration behind Free Range, which I think is a great name, Free Range Concepts?
Well, I think every entrepreneur has an aha moment or a light bulb moment, and ours was very simple. My partner, my current business partner, and at the time my best friend for coming on 16 years now, called me up one night and said, "Hey, let's go bowling." And we said, "Okay, let's go bowling." I haven't been bowling since I was a kid. And then we quickly realized there wasn't a bowling alley anywhere near us. And that was when we said, "Wait a minute, why is there not a bowling alley? And what can we do to change that?" So that was really how our company was born. Josh, my partner, was having a successful career in real estate and private equity. I was having a successful career in the restaurant world. And we decided that night to join forces, and that was really how it was born.
So it really started with a bowling alley, not with a restaurant.
It did, and the way Free Range has kind of morphed over the last couple of years, we realized that we really want to be not just in the restaurant business, but more in the experience business and providing not just food and service and beverages, but an overall experience for the consumer.
Yeah, we were talking in just a few minutes before we started about restaurants are different, and really for any restaurant, any place people go these days, it's really about the experience, because if I get a great experience, it doesn't matter what I'm paying, if it's fair, and I'll put up with a lot, but if I'm getting that great experience, it's something I'll keep coming back to. But let's talk about your background. You have a background in restaurants. What were you doing prior to starting this venture?
I worked with a great company. I cut my teeth with a company called Pappas Restaurants, who is well known in Texas. And I was fortunate enough to learn under who I consider to be probably the gold standard in this industry for about 13 years. And I did everything from, you know, wash dishes to run multiple restaurants, and was just honored to be a part of that group. Learned a lot, and that's what really gave me the skill set to go out on my own.
Well, you've learned from some good tutors to help you do that. Well, with that, you started a number of concepts. Was Bowl and Barrel your first concept?
Bowl and Barrel was the first, and in an 11-month stretch, we opened three restaurants. And
three restaurants in 11 months has to be almost a record for most entrepreneurs,
especially starting out of the gate. I mean, it was like drinking from a fire hose for about a 12-month period. And in our spare time, we started our television show too. So we were, you know, a lot of it comes down to just being young and energetic still.
Well, let's talk about, since you brought all that up, let's talk about that. If you go to their websites, one of them is freerangeconcepts.com. If you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see all the different concepts that they have. But let's start with Bowl and Barrel, because that was your first one. Tell everybody where it's at and tell everybody what to expect when they go to Bowl and Barrel.
Bowl and Barrel is really, it was designed to be bowling for non-bowlers, which is me to a T. I'm probably America's worst bowler. And so we said, what's going to be an atmosphere and an environment that is going to get somebody like me who doesn't bowl to enjoy bowling? And the way we decided to do it was not only build a beautiful facility and get away from the tired bowling alley model of sticky floors and fluorescent tube lights and build a really beautiful space, but also take the restaurateur approach to food, service, hospitality, and really make it a great experience as opposed to just kind of having food and beverage as an afterthought to the bowling experience.
When you think of bowling, as I bowled years ago when I was a kid in leagues, and I'm probably the second worst bowler after you, but it was a bowling lane with or bowling lanes with food as an afterthought.
Yeah.
Well, you've done it the other way around. It's all combined together, so you're bowling, you're eating, or one or the other and having fun no matter what.
Well, our moniker, our catchphrase, and really it's rung true through all our concepts, is we want to be a restaurant and bar with a unique entertainment component as opposed to a unique entertainment component that serves food. And I think philosophically that's changed our approach on how we do everything. And it's forced us to put a lot of emphasis on the food and the service and the overall atmosphere.
Tell everybody where Bowl and Barrel is located.
We're right at Northwest Highway and 75 Central Expressway in North Park East.
And is there anything special as far as food at Bowl and Barrel?
Well, I'll tell you what, oddly enough, our biggest surprise of the menu was our pie. We have a butterscotch pie that I promise you, if you have it, it'll change your life. I mean, we have people coming in for the holidays to order it to take home to their families for Christmas and Thanksgiving. It's that good. And you don't typically think of dessert at a bowling alley, but it really is that good. And then you know, people love our pretzel. We have a soft-baked pretzel that we do in-house that is the size of Texas, and it's just it's pretty good with the salt and the butter. It's tough to beat.
There you go. This weekend, pretzels, butterscotch pie, and bowling at Bowl and Barrel. Well, your second concept was the Rustic?
No, our second concept was actually Mutt's Canine Cantina.
Let's talk about Mutt's then, because that's the one that I like the most, because I'm really into animals. You get to bring your dogs with them. I'm looking at pictures here, and you see the dogs in the backyard. Talk about Mutt's.
Well, Mutt's, again, we approached it the same way, the same core DNA of a restaurant and bar with something, and that unique something at Mutt's is it's a private 2-acre dog park, we treated it almost like a country club for your dog, where your dog's actually a member, and we take care of the dog as the dog comes into our park. We have attendants in there cleaning up after him.
Well, that's what I saw. I saw that too, so I don't have to worry about picking up the poop.
That's right. You can sit down and have your glass of wine or your burger or whatever you want to do while you hang out and let somebody else do the dirty work.
That's great. Yeah, dogs do their business and eating just don't go real well together if you have to clean up.
That's right.
Clean up your own. That's right. What's your specialty in terms of by the way, this is a membership. Is that correct?
It is. It's membership. You can either buy a yearly membership, a monthly membership, or buy a day pass.
So if somebody can come once.
Somebody can come
test
once.
It out, to test it out, and then come back
right.
again. Okay.
Exactly.
Right. What's your specialty in terms of food?
You know, really, we focused on all of our concepts on local vendors and sourcing local products. And one of my personal favorites is we do a bourbon milkshake with Henry's custard here locally, Henry's ice cream out of Plano, Texas. They make custard for us every day, send it in to us, and we make a bourbon milkshake that's pretty tough to beat.
There you go. After you go bowling, go over to Mutt's and bring your four-legged friend too. But you also have breakfast tacos and coffee in the morning.
We do, and then Saturday, Sundays, Hypnotic Donuts. We'll bring
Hypnotic Donuts
out of Lakewood brings fresh donuts every day or every Saturday and Sunday for us. And I mean, their donuts are beautiful, maple glazed bacon concoctions that are pretty cool to look at and really tasty.
My mouth is watering right now. So is that of all your restaurants, is this the one that's open the most hours and open
it is. It's breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then before we get to your most unique one on TV, let's talk about the Rustic. Oh, first of all, the Mutt's and Rustic are near each other. Tell everybody where those are at.
They're right off of Lemon and 75, right in the heart of Uptown. Or really, we say it's kind of the gateway of Uptown. And they're right next door to each other. Mutt's sits on a 2-acre lot, and Rustic sits on another 2-acre lot right next door.
We'll talk about Rustic then, because that's a little bit different also and another unique idea that goes along with it.
Yeah, I really think Rustic's pretty cool, and it's actually turned out to be the busiest restaurant and bar in the state of Texas, oddly enough, in this past year.
Well, I'm looking at a picture on the website, which is therustic.com, and you have the music venue right there. You have a stage. Looking at everybody having a great time. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's restaurant and bar with concert venue. Same formula. We wanted to do a restaurant and bar with live music as an amenity, and we have the ability to do large national shows. Big ticketed events where we get 2,600 people there. And we do that a few times a year. But for the most part, it's come in, eat, drink, and listen to great local live music for free.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Did you or did you not partner with Pat Green on that?
He is our partner on that. And Pat Green, I mean, he's on Mount Rushmore here in Texas, so it was an honor to be a part
then,
of that with him.
If he's a partner, my guess is you're probably going to have a chance to see Pat Green every once in a while at the Rustic.
He comes quite a bit. Whether he's singing or playing a guitar or just coming in and shaking hands and kissing babies, or kissing babies and shaking hands, or
whichever.
Whatever it is. He comes in quite a bit.
I'm looking at the picture again. You have rows of different beers at the Rustic, too. That must be one big piece of it.
Yeah, we really wanted to do all things Texas. I don't like the word theme. That kind of scares me because people think thematic, kind of cheesy places. So, but really our theme, if you will, is Texas, all things Texas, and the craft beers. We have 40 craft beers from Texas on tap, and we probably have the largest selection of Texas beers anywhere.
And speaking of all things Texas, in the last minute or so, let's talk about something that pulls actually Dallas together called Local Fair, your TV show. That's another unique concept. Talk about that.
You know, that most of our ideas came over just, you know, us wanting to do things kind of fun and outside the box, and Local Fair wasn't any different. And it came from my partner and I sitting around having a drink and saying, wouldn't it be cool if we had a show that would get, you know, local people to come in and talk about their favorite restaurant? And next thing I know, we're in front of CBS pitching the idea, and they happen to like it and picked us up for a 52-week run.
That's wonderful.
And it, you know, we went from having zero experience in the television world to having a little bit of experience in the television world very quickly.
Tell everybody when that show airs, they can check it out.
It's on KTXH 21, which is CBS's sister station, and it's on Sunday nights at 9:30.
Well, tell everybody also, so they can check it out before they go to restaurants, the different websites.
Well, we have bowlandbarrel.com, we have freerangeconcepts.com, we have muttscantina.com, we have localfairdfw.com, and we have therusticrestaurant.com.
All those there. And if you forget any of those, don't have a chance to listen again, you can always go to freerangeconcepts.com, because on the bottom are all the additional websites, and our website, playmakerstalkshow.com, which also will have them there. Kyle, thank you very much for being a guest on Playmakers Talk Show.
My pleasure.
Kyle Noonan is president and co-founder of Free Range Concepts, which includes Bowl and Barrel, it includes Rustic, and Mutt's Cantina. Thank you very much for joining us. This has been a great show. We will be back next week, but you can also check our replays and past episodes on PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. We'll see you then.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com.